Tourism is Hawaii's largest industry, but that doesn't mean everyone is happy with it. A resident sentiment survey released by the Hawaii Tourism Authority in November found that 65% of respondents felt that people from outside the state should not visit Hawaii. Even prior to the pandemic, one of the biggest issues facing the industry was over-tourism. The term, coined by travel media company Skift, means that a destination's visitor infrastructure has been mismanaged without regard to the economic, environmental, and sociocultural effects to the local population. With Hawaii tourism in a recession, many have suggested now is the time to rethink the industry. Sean Dee is the Executive Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer at Outrigger Hotels and Resorts and a former HTA board member. He spoke with The Conversation's Jason Ubai about what the company is doing to prepare for when tourists return en masse.
Clearly, it's top of mind for us, for industry leadership, for HTA and John DeFree, the new HTA leader. He's the first Native Hawaiian to actually run that organization. I think it was a great choice. He's very connected, very collaborative, working with us on campaigns and programs. So there's a lot going on. There's a new strategic plan that was actually adopted 2000, I want to say late 18, early 19, with sustainable tourism really as the driving force. They created new pillars with a focus on Hawaiian culture, natural resources, community. So for the first time, a priority of HTA was really community engagement. And I was talking to someone about it the other day, and they said, well, does it really matter? I said, well, it starts with a plan. So there is a plan that's published. HTA is a state agency, so it's approved by the ledge, right? So Senator Wakai and Rep. Nishi worked on the plan with HTA. I was on the board, actually, at the time. And that's important. That was a big shift, a pivot, if you will, from a focus just on the economic, benefits of tourism, and which at times can lead to a focus on the numbers as opposed to, the quality of the visitor, who do we want to attract here, what are they going to do when they're here, et cetera. So that plan is sort of the anchor that sort of drives the whole program. It drives HTA, which in turn then drives through its major market contractors and starts to then spread the word. And so it's manifested itself in a campaign that was launched in October. Right now, it's primarily focused on the West Coast of the U.S., where obviously people can travel from and where a big base of our visitors come from. And it's called the Malama Campaign, meaning in Hawaiian, to take care of. So the whole essence of the campaign is, we needed to take care of Hawaii, and Hawaii will take care of you. So Malama Hawaii, and Hawaii will Malama you. And it has PR elements to it. Social media, paid media, et cetera. It's a beautiful campaign, as always, from HVCB, but it has, I think, more of a message and a message about responsibility and obviously focused on what they call mindful travelers. So travelers here who are going to do the right thing, who are not going to, put the wrong sunscreen on, and they're not going to go out and trample on the reefs, et cetera. And it seems like a small thing, but, I believe it's going to make a difference. The other powerful thing about the campaign is it recognizes that it's not just visitors that we want to speak to as an industry. We want to speak to residents. And I make the point often, and I think it can be lost sometimes in the interviews that are done, is all of us who are in the hospitality industry, all of us here at Outrigger, while we're in the visitor industry, we're residents. We've lived here for many years. Many of us, our whole lives, we raise our families here, we go to school here, we go to restaurants here, we work here, et cetera. So we are residents. So resident sentiment is about us as well, and we care a lot about the place. And this campaign, I think, is a way to connect, I think, residents and visitors more directly. Our program, our contribution to the Malama campaign, we joined forces with about 65, I think the number now is up to 68 from what someone told me the other day, but 68 different hotel companies have joined the program. And if you, while you're on your trip as a visitor, if you participate in the program and basically sign in and do some sort of volunteer work or be part of a eco-learning exercise or whatever it may be, it's different by hotel. But if you're part of the Malama campaign, we give you an extra night. So we give you a free night. So if you stay two nights, you join the Malama program with Outrigger, you sign up for it, we'll give you that third night free. And so different hoteliers have different incentives, but generally it's tied to a third night free. So you extend your stay for no cost. And our program is connected with John Morgan and his family team up at Kualoa Ranch. So you can go up to the ranch, you do a two-hour eco tour, you learn about reef-friendly sunscreen, you learn about how the uplands and pollution has an impact on the lowlands, how that has an impact on the reefs, They do coral reef monitoring up there. So a whole bunch of education and ecotourism tours that are part of their effort. So we're proud of that. So, you know, it's a small step. I think the work they're doing at Hanama Bay is another good example of what we can do sort of as a community. So higher impact fees for visitors, limited hours, limited number of people that are attending it. I mean, that's been a good case study, I think, just overall for years. And now I think they're taking it to the next level. So I think that's a positive step. Another issue that I think, interestingly, has been sort of put in check for a while is I'm a firm believer, and granted I'm a hotelier, but a firm believer that most of our over-tourism issues and resident sentiment issues were driven by just an explosion of illegal vacation units. So historically, most of the people that would stay here are going to stay at Ko'olina or in Waikiki, a little bit of interaction with the neighborhoods, but frankly not a lot. But when Airbnb just exploded, I mean, you're talking about 15 to 20,000 units in the course of probably 2 to 3 years were spun up and then rented out. You have visitors everywhere. They're in every part of the island. They're unchecked. You know, they're in places that, frankly, they're not permitted to be. And I think that created a lot of issues. We obviously don't have that issue now. And I'm hopeful as tourism returns here that we're going to follow the rules and we're going to keep Airbnb in check and they're only going to be able to rent legal units. And I think that's going to have a real positive impact on resident sentiment and on the over-tourism issues that were reported.
That was Sean D of Outrigger Hotels and Resorts discussing over-tourism and resident sentiment about visitors. Full disclosure, Outrigger Hotels is an underwriter of Hawaii Public Radio.